This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, you know, Unique right here in studio. How's it?
How's it, man? I'm good.
Hey, wait, I am better.
Sibhedela sonke.
Iyabheda, ngiyayibona ukuthi ifuna ukunetha nje, ifuna ukuthela imvule kabi.
Ya, ayidedele
vese. Yes, yes. But I'm glad ukuthi ugcina ufikile-ke.
Yeah, vese, yeah. I do my utmost best ukuthi ngibe punctual when it comes to time.
Yes, yes, angikubonile ubuye elikakhulu.
Yes.
Ngithi nje usazothatha isikhathi sakho phela abantu bajwayele ukukhala nge-traffic.
Yeah, no, angifuni ukukhala ngalutho mina vese when I'm trying out here to get my music and out there, yabo.
Yes.
So I gotta be on time because I've experienced at one time uthi ngafika late ku interview and abantu were like, ah, silinde lesikhathi kodwa manje we're not seeing you anymore. Yabo.
Oh.
So now nje I'm doing my utmost best to be punctual. I don't want to be that person or fair big skirts and then me na lo sibekile ngazo sigcina.
Yes, that is great. That is great. So let's get straight into it. Before we get into the music, yes, stuff. Ngifuna ukwazi kabanzi ngawe nje. Usitshele kabanzi ngo Unique. Ubani u Unique?
Ah, Unique mina.
Aw. Come on.
Well, u Unique vethu. Unique is a friend, a brother. Yeah, man. I grew up from Ispingo. In my young age and grew up and I started music 2009.
Yo.
Being influenced by my uncle, you know, and what else can I share about Unique? Unique is a believer of it. Unique is saved and is doing this whole music thing to push the message and the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, you've been in the music industry since 2009.
I wouldn't say in because it was more of an in and out kind of situation. Yabo. Ngifika on the first time I landed on studio, I was in a feature. Yabo. Yeah, with somebody, and then the song actually ended up not coming out. And then, like, I started dropping real music 2010. Mm. Yeah, boy. In 2012, I dropped EP that just hang on now. And 2015, I dropped Footy. 2020, I dropped. Yeah, boy. So there's like gaps in between. Yeah, boy. It was more of trying to find myself kind of a situation. No, Footy. Every time when I was dropping music and I'm about to pop, that does not really line up with my values, yeah, boy, and my morals.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a step back and it's okay, how I'm gonna tackle the situation, yeah, boy. But being the person that I am who's doing this music thing and my personal life, I'm walking with God, it clashed, yeah, boy. So God was like, no, pull back, quit this whole thing, you know, until last year everything changed and I stepped back in the scene.
Nice. Which you just led me straight into my other question, since Utsi. Oh, that's not 2009. So you've been in the music industry for a long time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Besides in Jokuti, maybe EP not doing the way that you want, what are other challenges maybe also facing now in the music industry?
Okay. EP not doing as I want, Dala. I'm a challenge too in the music industry. One of them, oh, are we speaking currently or I'm trying to get the question
like,
right?
Yeah, like throughout your career.
Oh, throughout my career.
Challenges.
My challenges, I think one of the things that I've mentioned is Kuluma, is that you're pushing music, then there'll be Kamuga band that like, well, clearly Yabo knows I'm way better than these guys. And they'll blow up in less than a year.
Yeah,
yes. Bo, and if you try and track their music, like now, Yabo, and you look at yourself and then you get discouraged. You go, okay, this is not really cut out for you. Yeah, hey, boy, Leon, so, kona lang leka kona. And the other challenge is, like I mentioned, every time I was about to reach the point where I was supposed to reach, wakona into, I'm not gonna really dive into deep, what are the things that are done in the industry in order to get your music like streamed kakhulu, getting famous, being on TV and all that stuff. There are certain routes that you pass and certain doors, which I don't akuvumanga with my lifestyle and being a believer to go through.
So we just played Dingo Mayako, it's Lead My Way. Would you just take us through a writing process here, your lengo, what did it come about?
Okay, Lead My Way, for me, it was a song that came with me and landed like in my heart from God, from Uguti. I was doing music ngendlela where I thought I was doing it right. Yabo? Mm. Being a believer and walking this journey in Nkulunkulu, and on the other hand, ngangicula before is not aligning, yabo. I'm talking about clubs and whatnot and popping balls and then yet, yabo, I'm living a different lifestyle. Mm. So to me it was more about Uguti, as in I need to balance Leon to Leo. So it was more about unique going back to the drawing board and speaking to God, it's okay, Nkulunkulu, hence you make me quit music and now you're saying I must come back. Yeah, ngizoyicula face nge angikwazi ukucula. Yebo, ngeke ngifike ngishaye ikhwaya, like I don't have a voice, yebo. And it was like, no, use your rap yakho, use your talents. And then the first song that came to mind that he dropped in my heart was Lead My Way. So it was me basically asking him, what's okay, from ngendlela engangenza ngayo before to now. Lead My Way, it's okay, ufuna ngiyenze kanjani lento, you know, because before I did it ngendlela yam that I saw fit ukuthi izogcina ngiphumelelisa. So right now I want you to lead my way, because this is about you now, it's not really about who unique. I'm just like a vessel on spreading your message. Yes. And that's how Lead My Way is about, and that's how it came about, bro.
Yes. So you sound like a very spiritual person. So singakubona nje ukuthi singithi gospel nyami.
Yeah.
Singithi kancane like spiritual rap, because abantu babuye baye la ukuze ushilo wathi voice ayikho, but zihlezi zikhona indlela zokuthi let me dive into this genre, kodwa ngizoya attacka kanje mina.
Yeah, basically what the genre that I'm on is gospel rap. You know, it's just I jump to on beats most people are relevant about, or a drill beat, maybe the next song you're gonna play, you'll hear it. And then I'm a beat, a hip hop, but I have a message behind the beat.
Yes.
Don't be, I said this to one of the other people that used to listen to Unique before. It's don't tackle my EP Yangitropile with a sense of what I am as unique, I rap, I dope. No, tackle it with a new mindset. Ulaelisis, what am I saying? Yeah, boy, Leon, because you're gonna miss the message behind the song. Yeah, boy. Basically, that's what I'm doing. I'm spreading the gospel, but I'm using what youngsters can be very relevant to. Yeah.
That is nice. I love that. So, let's talk about collaboration.
Yeah.
Any artist that you wish that you could collaborate with?
At the moment, Ka. And a reason being is that I'm still trying to find my feet together. Before it was easy. It was okay, guys. I want to work with who and who, because I was doing rap and everything. But now, This whole new journey for me is about spread a message, yeah, Nkulunkulu. So if your lifestyle and now you don't have a relationship in Nkulunkulu, you cannot actually really do a song. Yeah, bro. Because I mean, I'll be out here rapping about God when you're going to be out here rapping about Dombeakwe Police 5 years ago, whatever the case may be. Yeah, bro. So So for right now, for me, it's about finding my feet and how I established this whole thing, hence Lead My Way. I'm trying to find my way. So it's about me finding myself, Uguti, okay, how to do this whole thing and how I can find my feet. In terms of working with people, maybe in future, but for now, it's just me, God, and this journey.
That is very nice. So let's speak about this song, because maybe something is holy. It's about Ukuluma Ngayo. Ingoma la ngizoyidlala right after this interview. E Weapon, what is it about?
A Weapon is about, it's about the Bible, basically, you know. It, the chorus, most of the songs that I have, the chorus is what like Unique is speaking about, because it speaks about the Bible being your weapon and the Bible giving you direction, and it's your gateway to heaven. Yeah, well, so that's what Weapon is about. It's about you. It's basically a warfare song for it. Yeah, well, in challenges you face, the Bible is your weapon in order to win, you know. The direction in your life and how you live, Ibhayibheli, it says will guide and give you direction to way to life. You know, Ibhayibheli futhi will guide you to God and to guide you to heaven. You know, because everybody right now, they take it lightly and they look to and whatnot. They take it very lightly, but the truth is, it's happening. We're seeing things happening around the world. And all that stuff. So yeah, Weapon is basically about that. It's a warfare song. And it's speaking about you directing your life to God, asking God to direct your foot, you know, through Ibhayibheli, fighting your battles that you face in your day-to-day challenges through the Bible. So Bible is your weapon. That's how it came about, bro.
That is nice. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
But this is a party, when I have people, especially abantu abarephayo right here on the show, vele hip hop chamber, I usually ask them ukuthi abasidrophele just to 16 a cappella. That's what I usually ask them. But before see lapho, can you share ukuthi abantu where can they get your music and where can they follow you on my socials?
All right. My music, you can get it on YouTube. With Unique is spelled as U-N-I-K. And yeah, you can get it on YouTube, you can get it at iStores, you can get it on Amazon, you know, basically every stream, if you're on Spotify, just search Unique with spelled as U-N-I-K. And then social media platforms, I'm on Facebook and Instagram for now. So it's Siyabonga Mzulwini and Unique, spelled as U-N-I-K. Instagram and Facebook, that's how it's spelled.
Nice. You heard it right here on the Hip Hop Chamber. Ukuthi, go and follow Unique. Go and get some music kwakhe. Ungalidintanisi igama uzobhalisa ngisese ngekho. It's U-N-I-K.
Yes, sir.
Ungazobhalisa ngisese school. So, that's 16.
Okay.
Ufuna ukunika stage nje. So,
all right,
without further ado, I introduce to you Unique.
Yes, sir. All right. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Yeah, yet the evidence of things not seen. I can't stress about this industry anymore. I know the outcome whenever I step in the scene. But you can read between the lines. I got God with me. And if it's war, I'm the one who gets to taste the victory. I know I make it look easy, but I ain't gonna flex. With all this pamphlet coming through, I tell what's next. Everything is in scripture. All I do is discern. I can't treat this as a business, so there's no return. A lot of unsaid things. I serve a high purpose. The calling was loud. I answered, Lord, I match your service. Believe you know I got this. Letting me come back. Now for the glitz of gamba saving souls through this rap. Hey, yeah, they're gonna talk Unique, change Unique, different. You can keep the negative talk, I'ma keep my distance. And this is way beyond music, it's not just about art. I'm a hyper right that conquers a light in the dark. Yeah.
Yay! Nice. Yes, you heard it first right here on the Hip Hop Chamber. Unique Sneaker, a quick 16 bars. So you can also uitholele interview Lapayana we podcast yetu on our app. Onga download Lapayana on any app store. We lalele nje. So next week hambuye lapha kwi app yetu. We will lalela le interview or any other interviews zenzekayo la MUT Radio hlezi sinawo on our podcast. Yes. So I just gave you a unique.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.